we have in our systems, and we're walking around, we're molecules and we're atoms and we're particles like that. The atom itself, let's when a person passes on, the atom, what happens to it in your opinion? Does it ever die or does it just stay there? What becomes of these very minute particles?
Okay, well, there's some really interesting evidence about life after death, and I mean just the physical evidence. I look at what Konstantin Korotkov has been doing with his GDV machines, and those are computerized Kirlian photography. He's really taken Kirlian photography to a high art, and what he's discovered is that when he's done a lot of grisly experiments where he's flashed his material, his equipment, on dead bodies. And what happens with his equipment, he sends one big giant pulse of electromagnetic energy to a living thing. And the living thing, he calls it an evoke potential. He excites those electrons and they beam out light. What's going on is we're always beaming out tiny bits of light, but this just sends too much light into us, and so we send out the excess. It's what Fritz Popp calls delayed luminescence, to give it a scientific term. So anyway, he finds this with all living things that, you know, he usually takes the pictures of the fingertips. But what he's found with corpses is that the light is carrying on sometimes for up to a week after the person has died. And more than that, it depends on how the person has died as to how long their light is going on. If they've died a grisly death, oftentimes it's longer than if they've died, you know, in a gentle way, and that would suggest that the energy in the body has some unfinished business before it moves somewhere else. I think the whole idea that you have to think about is almost like what Gertrude Stein said about, you know, there is no there. There's no difference between us and the zero point field. We're all one. And if you get that whole idea of just complete connection, that our subatomic particles are part of this vast field, there's no place for it to go. It just kind of gets absorbed into the field, into the greater field. So no, I don't think energy does die. I think it just gets transmuted.
Okay, well then the atoms in our system, and we've got zillions of them, I'm sure. Are they as old as the universe if they never die? Because my guess where I'm heading here is, are we loaded with this so-called stardust, as they say, with the material that always was and always will be? I mean, are the atoms in our body that make up eventually you and me and everyone else, are they that old?
I think they are. I think that there's just energy. I think this energy is just transmuted, and that we, you know, we're coupled into this body now, and it'll decouple and go on to something else later.
So we are billions of years old.
I think we are. I think everything is billions of years old.
It's a weird thing to think about for a moment.
It's very strange, and it's very hard to get your mind away from separatism, because that's what we've all been, you know, everything in our lives is so separatist, you know, and we've learned to be ourselves and an individual from the time we're babies, and so it's hard to get our minds away from that and to think, well, I have this discrete body. But, you know, when you try to get away from that point of view, then a lot of this makes sense.
When people say to other people, boy, we're tuned in with each other, what are they really saying? Are they saying that they're tapped into this field somehow and that they're able to transfer messages and energy back and forth?
Yeah, and what they're saying is that they're more coherent. Their brains are more synchronized. I mean, they've shown that also in studies, that when people are involved in ESP and things with each other, their brains are tuned in together. You know, they're operating similarly. Different, same places are firing, and that there are, you know, their individual hemispheres of their brains are more synchronized too. So they are literally tuned in with each other.
The field, is it safe to call it a wireless internet? Almost the same thing?
Yes, absolutely. And everything in the universe is constantly on the phone.
Without any long distance bills, I hope.
Unlike today with me.
Does science back this up? I mean, are they doing studies?
Oh, yes. I mean, and I think that's what's really interesting about some of the new science that's going on about the zero-point field. A lot of what Hal Puthoff really intuitively understood about the zero-point field and some of the other guys who were really thinking about it in the 70s is coming to pass in experiments. They're finding that there are these little, that the zero-point field is, there's these little patches of order places in the field, so that there's what they call non-locality, things being attached in different parts of the field, being connected. And they're able to prove a lot of this in a number of experiments that they're doing with some of the real advanced quantum groups around the world. And I think what's really exciting that they're finding is that things aren't there's this even in large things like molecules, that they are what I like to call unset jello, that they retain a superposition state. They retain their state of all possibilities that only subatomic particles are supposed to retain. And this, to me, suggests that reality as we know it is kind of unfinished. It's unset. And that we have a lot more influence on it than we think.